Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Hi, this is Sister Sharon. Welcome to Signs International Radio. Now here is your host, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. My, wasn't that praise and worship awesome? Are you ready to hear, my friends, the end days truth and the false exposed on the Prophecy Power Half Hour tonight? Getting you ready for the troublesome days ahead. Revelation chapter 1, verse 9, which reads, "Write the things which thou hast seen, and the things which are, and the things which shall be hereafter." So do not fear the end times, or especially the tribulation period, my friends, for the time of the end holds no fear for a true truth Christian. Amen. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends, and those that listen to this program will truly be informed and ready Christians. So get right and get yourself ready. This True Truth God-ordained program is spiritual, therefore it needs your support in prayers, tithes, love gifts, and offerings. No matter what amount, if I am to stay on the air, and that's the truth, I cannot stay on the air by myself. Now, for another Last Days, End Times quick Bible study, my Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version. Romans chapter 10, verses 17 and 18. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, verily, their sound went into all the earth, and their words unto the ends of the world. Watchman comment, my dear listening friends, if you have the faith you are hearing the word of God on this program tonight, you will mature and grow in God's grace and in the knowledge of the end days, coming kingdom of God. Amen. All the world could hear this God-ordained watchman if they would listen, but most just shut their ears to the true truth. But even worse, they condemn what they hear, placing their souls in jeopardy. The end of the world, as we know it, is close, so very close. So now is not the time to reject the word of God or the messengers Yahweh has sent. These true sent ones cry out as John the Baptist cried out, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And no truer words can be spoken today as the end days draw nearer and nearer than ever before. Hallelujah. Amen. The time is short. The day of Christ's return is at hand. So get right and get ready. Let's open our ears and hear the word of God tonight on this True Truth program as we proclaim, "Come soon, Lord Jesus." Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:7.
And God said, "I am that I am." And he said, "Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you."
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
"Let there be light."
Yea, for I, the Lord, am the rock, and that which is but built upon me shall always stand, says the Lord. For I have called, and I have chosen the way. I have shown the way to the world, and how they should live, and how they should react. For the world has gone crazy in the ways that it lives and the what it does and how it lives. But I say unto you, the world will not stand without me. For the world must come forth unto me for it to survive the things that are ahead. There is little that it can do for itself. But I say unto you, if the world will turn to me, and most of them will not, but for those who hear my voice and are able to turn, I say unto you, turn now. Turn now before it is too late, says the Lord.
My. Will you turn before it's too late? I pray that you do. If you're listening and you're backslidden or you don't know the Lord, it's time to get right and get ready. Now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, from the original King James Version, because on this program you get the true truth, and it's called God's Holy Word, not the doctrines of mere men. Revelation chapter 19, verses 9 and 10. And he saith unto me, Write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, These are the true sayings of God. Verse 10. And I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, See thou do it not. I am thy fellow servant and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Watchman commenting, My dear listening friends, please pay attention to verse 9. Blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. Very important. For the angel thought it important enough to cause John to write it down for us that we are able to attend by spiritual invitation the marriage supper of the Lamb. Glory, hallelujah, amen. Then the angel emphasized he was just a fellow servant, just like John, just like me, just like you, and we also are brethren if we also have the testimony of Jesus, the spirit of prophecy. As I said, the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. My. And so many reject the spirit of prophecy in today's crazy mixed-up world. Makes you kind of wonder, does it not, what spirit they are aligned with, for the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus. Amen and amen. The last days are upon you, my friends. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. Amen. Philip from Ohio has, in the Spirit of the Lord, sent a wow walk on water love gift, and I bless him for obeying the Spirit of the Lord, because without that love offering, I would not be on the air tonight, and you would not hear this program, and that's the truth. Father, I just pray, bless Philip and meet his every need, Lord, and also all those who make each of your signs programs possible. You know who they are, Lord, and you know their every need. Bless them abundantly, Lord. Amen and amen. And please, Lord, continue to bless all the listeners tonight, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. My friends, if you appreciate this program, as tonight's sponsor did, and would like to support a program like he did, but you would miss it if it went off the air, your support would be appreciated. I cannot keep signs on the air alone. I need your help, as radio time is expensive. I had to cancel one program recently due to the lack of support. Just pray and ask the Lord what you should do. The address, as well as a number to call, can be heard at the end of this program, so get your pen and paper ready. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective you can only get on Signs Radio Programming, Watchman's Shofar. An Israeli rabbi has called for the restoration of animal sacrifices on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. Rabbi Yisrael Ariel, the leader of the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, has called for the restoration of animal sacrifices on that Temple Mount, even though the temple has not been rebuilt yet. And the rabbi said the face is that the Temple Mount is in Arab hands, must end so that the Jews may go into the Temple Mount and offer these animal sacrifices. Today, everything is ready to resume these sacrifices, he said. The priests are trained and ready. Their garments are made. And the implements for the sacrificial system are ready to be used to follow God's command. Watchman comment. My, the rabbi is wrong. That is not God's command. No, no, no. God's command is for them to worship Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, not start animal sacrifice again. There will be another temple in Jerusalem during the tribulation with a return to sacrifices. That's true. Daniel chapter 9, verse 27, Matthew chapter 24, verse 15, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, and Revelation chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. A rabbi calling for the return of the sacrificial system is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. But, this is not God, as it is an abomination, as Yahweh gave his son as the last sacrifice. And I believe this will be what the Bible says is the abomination that causes desolation. Believe what you want. Many believe that's the Antichrist. But what more abomination can there be than the Jews reinstituting animal sacrifice when he gave them Jesus Christ so that it would end? Enough said. Get right and get ready. Amen. Continuing. Abortion, homosexuality, not constitutional rights. A Supreme Court justice suggests it's time to return to the basics of what the Constitution says. Well, glory to God. That's about time. Continuing, Justice Scalia believes the words in the U.S. Constitution ought to be applied as the original writers intended. The Constitution does not protect abortion or homosexuality, he says. It's very clear from the text and the history of the Constitution that it's simply not a constitutional right. Those cases are no-brainers. Yet there are those who argue the country is involved and old standards do not apply. There's no way that we can evolve away from the Constitution that the people of the United States of America have adopted. And the only way the Constitution says it can be changed is through the amendment process. And that's very difficult to do. It's not changed by judges or just by simply five individuals who are placed on a bench. Continuing. Amtrak joins the police state. According to Homeland Security, the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, has forged a new partnership with the Department of Transportation, DOT, and Amtrak to battle the trafficking of humans. Oh, yeah. DHS will train over 8,000 frontline transportation employees and Amtrak Police Department officers on how to recognize and report trafficking indicators and suspected traffickers. These frontline employees include anyone who comes into regular contact with the public, including ticket sellers. Soon, over 8,000 Amtrak employees will overtly or covertly examine passengers for the validity of their identification, their level of stress, how they interact, in their conversations. The total police state that operates at airports is spreading to train stations and beyond. In theory, people may still be free to exercise their constitutional right against unreasonable searches and refuse to comply. In practice, however, as happens at airports, those who resist will almost certainly be denied the ability to travel and will perhaps be detained for questioning by the police. And maybe jailed or incarcerated? Continuing, Obama sets aside chunk of land bigger than Rocky Mountains National Park for future solar boondoggles. And Rocky Mountain National Park, my friends, covers 265,828 acres. The Obama administration announced that it was setting aside 285,000 acres of public lands to be used for commercial-scale solar development, a total acreage amount that surpasses the Rocky Mountain National Park, owned by the federal government. Also spurring development of solar energy in public lands in six western states, the project sets a clear process that allows for development of well-sited projects on approximately 19 million acres. My, oh my. Call that a land grab. That's what I call it. Continuing. While millions of Americans were busy watching the presidential debates, the United States Congress quietly introduced a new piece of legislation ordering the Federal Emergency Management Agency, that's FEMA, F-E-M-A, to begin preparing for mass casualties throughout America. House Resolution Number 6566, my goodness, there's three sixes in that number, did you notice? Also known as the Mass Fatality Planning and Religious Considerations Act, would amend the Homeland Security Act of 2002 to mandate that FEMA immediately begin conducting mass fatality planning in preparation for a major event or a series of events that may kill off untold numbers of people. Funeral homes, cemeteries, and mortuaries could be overwhelmed should mass fatalities arise from a natural disaster, act of terrorism, or other man-made disaster, says the legislation, which also specifies the manner in which people with certain religious affiliations should be buried following their deaths. However, contrary to what is being reported by some sources, H.R. 6566, there's those three 666s again, has not yet been passed by either the House of Representatives nor the Senate, which means it has not yet become law. The bill was referred to a congressional committee on September 28th for consideration and has yet to be reported on by that committee, to my knowledge, at this time. Even so, the bill's introduction is troubling to say the least, especially in the light of the federal government's recent purchases of large stocks of hollow point ammunition. Watchman comment, my, oh my, 666, the end times, they sure are here. It seems as though the government, occupiers at all levels of the federal government, know something that the rest of us do not know. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Appeals Court rules against Defense of Marriage Act. A U.S. appeals court in New York has ruled that a U.S. law defining marriage as a union between a man and a woman unconstitutionally denies federal benefits to lawfully married same-sex couples. My oh my. Watchman comment, this is a disgrace, and it shows you clearly America is no longer a Christian nation, but instead America is now ruled by anti-morality bigots. The Second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is now the second federal appeals court to reject part of the Defense of Marriage Act, commonly called DOMA. Six states have legalized same-sex marriage, including New York, in 2011. Because of the Defense of Marriage Act, which was passed in 1996, however, federal law and government programs do not recognize those marriages, and rightly so. Continuing. Welfare spending jumps 32% during Obama's pregnancy. Presidency. Federal welfare spending has grown by 32% over the past 4 years, fattened by President Obama's stimulus spending and swelled by a growing number of Americans whose recession-depleted incomes now qualify them for public assistance, according to numbers released. Watchman comment, is that the change you voted for? Vote that way again, and it will launch you forward into more of that same change. So make up your mind. Do you need it or don't you? Continuing. Family orchard ransacked by hungry mobs after owners generously offer undersized peach crop free to public. Watchman comment, my. Sounds like an end time sign to me, doesn't it? Continuing. A Colorado fruit orchard was ransacked by locals recently after its generous owners decided to open up their private peach grove to the public for free picking. Don and Marilyn Shanaman were horrified to learn that their benevolent efforts to salvage an undersized peach crop resulted in what can only be described as utter savagery by the lowest members of society, who saw fit to harass the family and even damage their property after the peaches had been all picked and they couldn't get any. Watchman comment, this is a 666 last day sign, my friends. Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson now? Continuing.
Saith the Lord, must I shake the whole earth to get your attention? Will you listen to me if the mountains rumble and the earth crumbles? Will you listen to me if the sky darkens and the stars do not give out their light? For these are the last days. The signs of the times are upon you, saith the Lord. Pay attention to them. Do not laugh at them. Do not shake them off, but pay attention to them, saith God.
Fulfillment of prophecy spoken by Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Northern Ireland shaken by moderate earthquake and tremors. 6.2 magnitude earthquake strikes Vanuatu Island. 5.3 magnitude quake and aftershocks rattle California. 4.0 Maine earthquake prompts unusual event at Seabrook Nuclear Plant, causing on-site ground motion. 6.0 magnitude earthquake strikes near eastern Indonesia. 4.0 earthquake rattles residents in USA New England states. USA mystery ground shaking rattles South Jersey. And many, many more, too numerous to mention.
Yea, saith the Lord, the things that will happen this year will be greater things than in years past. Greater winds, greater earthquakes, greater rains and floods. But fear not, trust me, saith God, for am I not the creator of all things, and will I not bring you through, saith the Lord. Yea, saith the Lord, have you not heard the prophetic words that I have given unto you? Have you not seen then the fulfillments follow? Do you not believe that when all these things have been fulfilled, and more will come to be fulfilled, that the fulfillment of the second coming of my Son is no less as true, saith God.
My, oh my, do you believe me now, folks? Do you think I'm a prophet? Some don't, some do. Continuing. Is Obama buying the election with his welfare explosion? With the unprecedented budget explosion of means-tested welfare-related entitlements, does Team Obama think he can buy the election? It's a cynical question, but I wouldn't put it past the cynical bunch, would you? Watchman Shofar. My dear listening friends, support for this program is truly needed. If you appreciate the program and you would miss it if it went off the air, your love gift, no matter how small, helps keep Signs on the Air. So please pray, and if the Lord is touching your heart, then obey and write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 1, 2, 2, Town is Lyle, L-I-S-L-E, State, New York, N-Y, Zip 13797. Leave your return address off and enclose cash to remain anonymous if you want. But I promise I will not bug you for more. Just please know I truly thank you for writing and for helping to keep all the Signs radio programs on the air. Bless you, bless you, bless you. Now a devotional to help keep you informed, titled Failing to Produce Good Kingdom Fruit. Matthew chapter 25, verses 26 through 29. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I would have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. My dear listening friends, as we read this parable, we are struck by the serious consequences of failing to produce good kingdom fruit. But there's something I want to particularly point out. Many of the great heroes of the faith, people like Moses and David, were not given great responsibilities immediately. Each one of these men served as a lowly shepherd tending sheep. Then, having been tested first in that humble calling, God then felt confident to elevate them to positions of greatness. But it all started with a small step of humble sheep herding. Today, God is also testing his saints in little things. As you pass your early tests by doing your very best, the Lord will promote you to greater things. But don't get over anxious. That can be a bad thing. Don't despise the day of small things. A single talent invested wisely can produce a bountiful harvest. And remember that it begins with faithful stewardship of whatever gift or talent that God has allocated to you. So, my friends, let's be wise stewards in these days, using our divinely given abilities for His glory and purposes so that we can produce an abundant return on the Lord's investment in our lives. Let's heed the warning of the encouragement that Jesus gives us in this parable, multiplying rather than hiding our talent. Amen. But remember, it's important to be faithful first in the little things. Amen. I want to mention here a letter I received recently, but please, please understand, neither the devotional I just gave or the letter is to get you to give, but to grow you in God's grace and blessing. If I cannot share such things, how can I help some who need to hear it? You may not need it, but they do. So, about a year ago, I received a call on my radio call-in line asking for prayer for, you're not going to believe this, a $40,000 debt. I am so busy, I hardly ever have time to respond to phone calls except on the radio, but I felt in the Lord to call that person back. And we talked and we prayed together 1 year ago. Then, last week, a letter came in the mail, and it said that the same week of that prayer, that $40,000 debt was almost wiped out. Now that was a major miracle from God. I share this only as an example of what your faith can do. But I can tell you one thing, cut up those awful credit cards and instead trust God for your every need. Stop buying things that you can't afford. Amen and amen. The day of Christ is at hand, my friends. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Maranatha. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be awake and blessed and ready. Please tune in this coming Wednesday night for a fresh new program to frequency 5070. It's been changed at 7 p.m. Eastern. That new frequency, Wednesday nights, 5070. It's a better frequency. It's almost as good as 4840. And that's at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You calculate your time zone. For more daily news in text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com. All one word, just like it sounds. SignsRadio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. Click the News with Views link. It goes to my End Times news site where you will see news in text form like you heard on this program, including pictures. Here is the address to write again. SIGNS PO Box 122 LISLENY 13797.
Yeah, name's Kevin, listening to you on 9265. Beaumont, Texas, coming in very clear. Have a good night.
Thank you so much, Kevin, for that response. Are there any others out there listening to 9265? I'd really like to hear from you, no matter where you are. Give me a call if you would, please. Thank you. God bless. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program. It's important when you call or when you write. It helps keep signs on the air, don't you know? 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. If you get a busy signal, please hit the redial until you get through. I'm sorry, but I can only afford one line. Is there anyone listening out there tonight? It will only take a few seconds to tell me your state and how well you hear tonight's program. That's all I need to know. Repeating that phone number, get ready to dial 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio, the program that is preparing you and all the world for the last days on times and the return of Jesus Christ and the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I sure do appreciate all those who send their love gifts to help keep this program on the air. You will be blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and amen. Signs listeners are the best. They are loyal. They help get the true truth out to all the world.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Be awesomely blessed, Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.